Well, I think it was the thought of going back to the same place,
okay,
like Prague and Berlin, for example.
Yeah, that you did for Subhuman.
Yeah, and doing exactly the same thing again. I would have feel like a kind of sham, like a cheat, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, here he is again, shaking hands, you know. I thought, I can't really do that. But I wanted to go out and do some promotion and go to some cities because I think it's great to make connections with the fans, mm-hmm, you know. It's worked really well for me, not just on this tour, but all through the years, making those connections. And making those connections is now paying off, you know, because so many people that I've met over the years are contributing directly to the project and helping support and running website, and you know how it works. So I really wanted to do the promotion, and I thought, well, I can't do the same thing, so what can I do? You know? And that's really what sparked it.
Okay.
And of course, having all the different remixes, you suddenly think, well, there is something we can do, you know? And it just evolved from there. And then you're kind of, once you commit to that, then you think, well, how's it going to look, you know? And, you know, you can imagine, yeah, the thought process.
It's a whole new creative kind of process.
You, yeah, think, well, I can't, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to try and do it properly. I don't want to do something that's half-assed, you know, that doesn't really work, you know? That wouldn't be very Recoil. And, you know, I'm kind of perfectionist about things, and I love the details, so I would wanted to do this as best as I could possibly do it, you know.
Okay.
And I still think it could be improved, maybe with more money, time, more production, more people on the road, you know. But I didn't, it was quite a big experiment for me, the whole process of performing. So I kind of took it fairly gently. I didn't want to go in at the deep end and have loads of people on the road and lose money and all that.
And yeah, in that way you're able to manage, yeah, everything that goes around.
It's a very small production. There's three people, and sometimes four. And, you know, it's sort of cost-effective, quick to set up, so you can use the local production. And even though we've had the problems that I said, you know,